Okay, good morning.
All right, Siman Shin Chet, finally making it to the end. Hilchos Buksa, Si'if Mem Tet. Machbadot shemechabdi behem et hakarka, mutar l'taltalam. So regarding a broom, right, to sweep the home. So we're going to find out later on that the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're allowed to use a broom to sweep the home, and the Rama says you're not allowed to, because it might come to smoothing out the floor, smoothing out the ground. We're going to learn also later on, smoothing out the floor is a problem of binyan, building, and smoothing out the ground outside your house is a problem of, I think it's charisha, choresh. So anyways,
dirt floors.
Nowadays, that we have tile on the floor, wooden floors, tile floors, marble, there you go, whatever, carpet, so it's not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch writes it's not a problem. The Rama seems to say it is a problem, but generally all the Ashkenazic poskim say it's okay nowadays. The only time the Rama said it was a problem is if some houses had dirt floors and some houses had tile floors. Nowadays, everyone has tile floors, wood floors, marble floors, etc. So therefore, nowadays, brooms, everyone says, is not muksa. Nun. Harashpa matir letaltel ha'etzera lov. The Rashba says you're allowed to move a telescope b'Shabbat. V'chen sifrei ha'chokhmot, and so to books, and science books. Udas ha'rambam yesh listapek b'davar. So if we remember, we learned there's a machloket if you're allowed to use read science on Shabbos. So the Rama is mekel. Generally, the Ashkenazim are mekel. Meikar adin, not that it's ideal. And the Shulchan Aruch generally holds its aser, like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to read these science books on Shabbos, but he does mention the other opinion. So bishat adchak, exam time, there is what to rely on. For Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Okay, but then, what about is the item muksa? So the Beis Yosef, as he quite writes over here, it's a question mark. It's a question mark because at the end of the day, a telescope or these books are still a kli. So he doesn't know if it's muksa or not according to the Rambam. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Nun Aleph. Masha more ala sha'ot shakorin rilozu ben shehu chol ben shehu shal min acher yesh listapek im mutar letaltelo and the Rama chuvar pashat minhag leesor. So these are basically timers. The eye sand glass. Or an hourglass, sand glass. So that's what would be aser. That's what the suffix is, if it's aser. So again, the Rama says the minag is that it's aser. Timers, this other type of a clock, Mishnah Berurah says it was basically like a sundial using to see. So the question is, it's a little bit, it's doma le medida. It resembles measurements, measuring. Measuring we learned is aser unless it's for a tzorach of a mitzvah. To measure your matzah on Pesach, to measure anything, shiurim, for halachic reasons, that's what is, so that you're allowed to do measurements for that. So when it comes to these items, it's a question. The general psak is to be machmer on timers and these type of glasses. What about watches and clocks? So this is a big machlokas. Generally, everyone says watches are okay, for the most part. Even if it doesn't work, if it's a tachshit for you, you're still allowed to wear a watch. You like how it looks. But that's the general opinion. It's not considered medida. People don't measure. No one considers looking at a watch as measuring. So that's the general psak. What about clocks? So clocks on the wall. So first, I just want to point out that there's a general halacha, machlokas, when it comes to machmat chisaron kis. So one of the main categories of muksa is if you're afraid It's going to get ruined if you leave it around. You play with it, so you're bedafka. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to use it. You don't want anyone to use it, even for any kind of a purpose. And you set it aside because you're going to lose some value. The question is how much value. But the point is, it's enough that it bothers you, and you set it aside. So there's a machloket if that applies to all any item, or it might only apply to an item that's a kli shemalachto le'iser. If it's already muksa for another reason, then we say there's also machmat chisar and kis. So that's or if it's for business, you're planning on selling them, and therefore you put them away in a cabinet type of thing, and you definitely don't want to touch them. You don't want them to get damaged. You want to sell them. But so therefore we're going to get to the clocks. Picture on the wall. So a picture on the wall. So again, that's also a machlokas. That's how. One of the reasons is the question is, do you call that your makpid on it or not? If it's something that you always take down and show people, so then it wouldn't be an issue. But if it's an item that you leave on the wall and you don't want it to get scratched or ruined, you don't want to use it for other purposes, you don't want it to get scratched or dented. All right. So a display case maybe, good question. So then you see if it's on, so depends how you look at it. It could be just it's on the wall because you have nowhere else to leave it. But you're really not mock me to take it down and to show. So, something like a. So, that could be machmas chisar on kis. But then, there are many poskim who write, since a picture and a clock, well, we'll get to a clock, a picture is not a klisha malachta le'iser. So, even if you care about the value of a picture, there are many who are makel and say, it can never be machmas chisar on kis, because it's not a klisha malachta le'iser. It's a klisha malachta leheter per se. Just to throw out a couple of names. So regarding, does it have to be a klisha malachta leiser? Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv are machmer, but the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef, they're all mekel when it comes to anything in this regard. So it would be similar to pictures if you're makpid on it. Many of us are. It kind of depends what it is. And what about a wall, a clock on the wall? So that's, again, it's a big machloket. Some say it's an issue of doma el medida. Some say it's machmat chisar and kis, and some say it's not a problem at all. Okay. Nun aleph. No, nun bet. Muksa la'ashirim have muksa, v'afilo anim ein metaltalim. So this is a very big yesod. We're going to see it again. That muksa, in order for something to become muksa, it depends on the owner. You can't make somebody else's item muksa, we're going to see. And you, basically, the owner decides if it's muksa and you designated not to use it on Shabbos or it is to be used on Shabbos. So therefore, something that is, let's say an ashir owns something and it's in a state where it's, to him, it became garbage. It's no longer useful. So then it automatically, since for him it's muksa, it automatically becomes muksa. It could be a small, or some kind of a rag or some kind of a clothing that ripped. So for him, if it's garbage, it's muksa. But for anim, they might still wear it. They might still use it. So if he has in mind that it's garbage and he's not going to give it to an ani to use, then it's muksa, because he's the owner. Even though an ani could use it, and then vice versa. If it belongs to an ani and it's not muksa for him, so then therefore it's not going to be muksa for someone else. Poskim just point out, we're talking about something that became worthless in the eyes of an usher. But let's say it's just something that an usher doesn't want to use. I don't know, it could be a toy that you don't want to play with anymore. Anything that you don't want to use anymore, but it does have some kind of value to it, it's still not muksa. Because it's a kli, it's not muksa. Just because an usher doesn't want to use it anymore, or you lost interest in that hobby, and you own it, by definition, it's a kli. Only when it's like garbage and it has no value, then it becomes, where it's a muksa for an usher, it's a muksa, then it becomes a muksa for an ani as well. But if it's a kli, it's a kli. Shin tes. Tiltil ayidei davaracher in mutar v'shabbos. Okay, aleph. All right, a little bit of a long case. No tell Adam et Beno, v'ha'evan biyado. So the question is, we're not talking about hotza'a over here, we're talking about muksa. And you want to pick up your child. Now a stone, a random stone, right? Unless you set it aside. A random stone, by definition, is muksa. Your child is holding the stone in his hand. Can you pick up your child? So, v'lo chashiv metaltel evan. So he says you're allowed to pick up. You're allowed to pick up your child, even though he's holding a stone. But the major caveat, in other words, you're going to see it's kind of strict. So you're only allowed to pick up the son who's holding a stone if the son really loves his father and he's going to become kim'at sick if his father is not holding him. He'll get sick if his father is not holding him. Or in great grief. But if your son or your child doesn't really care that much, then you're not allowed to lift them up, right? It's usually the case, unless they're in pain and they're hurt. If they're holding a stone, then you usually cannot pick them up. Now, this kula, because we say that the halacha views it is, since the child is holding the stone in his hand and you're holding up the child, it's kind of viewed as if you're holding the stone in your hand yourself. So, now, we're only letting you do this if it's your child's in tsar. Now, lo hitiru ela be'evin. They only allowed you with a stone, they're a meko. But aval bedinar biyado. But if he's holding a shekel, a dollar, a pound in his hand, so then you're even, this halacha, according to this perush, is even more strict. And it says, afilu lecho zetinuk biyado vehu mahalech barak vavasur. Even if your child is holding money in his hand, you almost can't touch your child. You can't hold his hand even. You're in your house. He's playing with real money in his hand. You can't even hold his hand. Because we're afraid your child is going to drop the money on the floor and you're going to pick up the money, which is muksa, and give it to him. So you see, they're more strict by the money than the stone. Now, v'yesh omrim, this is a little, this is, stam usually is the main halacha, yesh omrim is secondary. Yesh omrim, shalo asru ela keshehu nosi atinok im dinar biyado. So it's more mekel. The only time that you have this isr, the rabbanan, is to pick up a child, to lift him up if he's holding money in his hand. Avalech hazatinok biyado, but just to hold his hand without picking him up, that's okay. Afalpisha dinar biyado tinok, even though he's holding it. Ein bekach klum, it's no problem, and there's no issue of a stone at all. Okay. Base. Kalkalash aita nekuva osama be'evin. Now you had some kind of a basket or some kind of a kli, you had a hole in it, and you stuffed it permanently with a rock. In other words, you took a rock and you designated it that it has a purpose. So then, mutar l'taltal, you let it pick up and move the basket, even though you're picking up the stone. The basket's definitely not a basis for the oven. The oven is 100% batel and part of the basket. Shehreinase kedofna, became like its wall. V'chen. Now, this case is using a stone as a weight to hold it down. Otherwise, this item is too, floats to the top. So, what's the case? V'chen delat, she told me about oven, kedei lachmira lamalot ba'at ma'ayim. Basically, I have some kind of a, pumpkin or some kind of item. You scoop it out, you dry it out, and it turned into a kli. I don't know, maybe a plastic bucket nowadays. But it just floats to the top, and you want to put some money water in there, and so that it doesn't float. So what do? Imu kashur yafesh she'en nofel. You tie a rock to it or some kind of a weight to use as a weight, and you tie it on there really tight so it's not going to come off. So then, mutar l'malot ba, you're allowed to use it. Shehu kamo adlat atzma, shehu batel agabab, as the stone became part of this bucket and this kli, and it's a batel to it, and it's not, therefore it's set aside. Therefore, it's not muksa v'imlav asur. But if it's not tied, doesn't have to be permanently forever, but has to be tied on tight at least miyuchad for at least one Shabbos. Okay. Gimel. Kalkala. Okay, now this case is you have a basket of fruit and you want to carry the fruit. You want to get the fruit from point A to point B in the room, outside the room, whatever it is. You want to move it and it's in a basket, so you want to pick it up all together. Real easy. Just pick up a basket with fruit inside. Real simple. Except you have a stone in there. A stone that's muksa. The general rule is you're not supposed to carry anything with muksa if you don't need to. If you need to, then we're going to see in generally it's okay. Right, we're assuming, we're going to get to it. We're talking about a case where it's not a basis specifically just for an Esser, so therefore it's a mutter. So, okay, let's read. So you have a basket full of fruit, you want to move it, but there's a stone in there. What do you do? So lechatchila, you want to get rid of the stone. So imhim perot retubim, kegon te'inim v'anavim. If you have moist fruit, so then we're going to see it's a problem to empty out the fruit, which would have been an etza to get out of this, to not be carrying the oven. There's basically, if you're in a situation where you have no choice and you want to carry the basket, stone is there, you can't get rid of the stone, you're allowed to carry the whole basket with the stone in there. Because it's also called tiltil min atzad, as far as the oven is, the stone is concerned, you want to carry the basket and you don't care about the, and it's tiltil min atzad, you're not moving the stone directly, and it's for a mutter purpose for the fruit. So then, yitolata kamoshi, pick it up, no problem. Shi'im was, what's the problem if it's wet fruit? Yina era perot mitocha yipasdu. We're assuming it's a case where, if you start, here, let's read the next case and you'll understand. It can get ruined if you try and take him out. If you have fruit that won't get ruined, typically, let's say an apple and an orange. So what should you do? Empty the basket. Shake out the basket. Let the fruit with the stone come out. The main thing is to get that one stone out. If you could just get one stone out, that's the best. Just shake out the basket a little bit. Let the stone roll out if it's on top, and then no problem. Otherwise, roll out whatever, and then pick up the fruit and put the fruit back in your basket. That's the best way to do it. Okay, v'lo yitilenu imahem. And then you don't have to carry the stone when you carry the basket.
Is it because of din muksa?
Yeah, only because of muksa.
But isn't the basket then a basis?
So it's a basis, a davar heter, and davar aser.
Yeah.
And since there's more fruit, or the fruit's more important than the stone, so anytime you have a basis for both,
yeah,
it's mutter. So Chazal say, we don't want you to, you don't have to, but we don't want you to be moving muksa. So therefore, if you can, you should. If you can't, that's okay. Exactly. Okay. But that's, if it's a basis for both, so you go by what's more important. If it's more important to heter, then it's us, then it's mutter to carry. It's not a basis, it's a basis, we say it's a basis leheter. If the more important is Isser, we say it's a basis le'Isser. If it's 50-50, so generally, it's a machloket, but generally paskin, you go to Isser, and it's muksa. If it's 50, if the heter and the Isser is 50-50, then you, then it's, generally we say it's a basis, Isser, and it's us, and it's muksa. Now, hani miliki she'ein sarich ela peret ala kalkala. Aba'im hayat sarich lumkoma kalkala, metaltala kamochihi. Now, this is talking about where you don't really need the place, because that's where you're going to end up spilling a few rocks on the floor when you do this, and you're going to leave them there, and now they're in your way. So if the whole purpose is just to move the basket, so then this is a great idea. So you can move the basket and not move the muksa, the stone. But if you need if the whole purpose was to clear the floor, to get rid of, I don't know, get rid of the toys, you want to use the floor, put a table, sit there, whatever, you don't want the rocks there. They're in your way. So then it's counterproductive. Don't get rid of the rocks. Leave it in the basket and carry the whole basket away with the rocks, because it's essentially a mutter. Okay. Dalit. Shachach even al pi achavit o ma'ot al akar. A person left by mistake a stone on a barrel of wine or money on a seat, a pillow, a seat, whatever. So here, since it wasn't there intentional to be there for Shabbos, and he didn't dafka need it to be there, or you put it there just momentarily and you forgot it there. So this case is your barrel and your car, or chair we'll call it, is not a basis. The davar ha'iser, it just, the item happens to be there. So therefore, it's not muksa. So what do you do? Now you want to move the barrel, or you want to move the seat. What do you do? And you have a stone on there, that's muksa. So lechatchila, what should you ideally do if possible? Mateh chavit al tzida ve'even nofelet. You just tilt the chavit or the car on its side a little bit, and the stone falls right off, and you're good to go. Or mina'era car, or you shake it off, your cushion. And then the money falls off. Right? That's ideal. Let's say you've got a whole bunch of barrels, one after another, stacked right near each other, and you can't tilt it. There's no room to move it. So then, you just pick up the whole barrel, because essentially, you're allowed to. Pick it up somewhere else, and then tilt it, and let the stone go off somewhere else. So that we can get rid of that stone finally. But if you put those items on the barrel or on the car, and you said, this is where I want them to be specifically here, when Shabbos starts, so then, the chavit and the cushion, the chair becomes muksa, and you're stuck, you can't even move the barrel or the car, and certainly you can't tilt it. Now, Yesh Omrim. When do we say that the Stam Halacha. There is a Mekel opinion that says, and could be relied upon, Bishat Adchak, that Yesh Omrim, that Filo Hinicham Sham Adash Yeshua Sham Echnisa the Shabbat, Kadei Sheyitlem B'Shabbat, Mutar Lahotot Ulenair B'Shabbat. When we say a Basi Sadavar Le'Isser becomes Muksa, that's only if you plan specifically to put that object there, and leave it there for the entire Shabbos. But if you just want it there, it's for the nighttime. And in the day, you're planning for it to be removed. So then, it's we don't call that a basis. We don't call it a basis. That it's aser for all Shabbos. Once that item gets removed, it's no problem. You only say it's aser of a basis if you have intention to leave it specifically there all of Shabbos. Just a couple quick, a minor thing here that Mishneh Berurah points out. Let's say you left it there and you specifically wanted it to be on the chavit and you want, or the chair, general rule for basis, but you had in mind to remove it before Shabbos started. Like, you wanted it there on Friday or Thursday, but you knew you wanted it to get rid of it before Shabbos. And then Shabbos came and you forgot. She says that's not a problem. It's not muksa. It's called, you forgot.
And you can remove it on Shabbos, as long as it is there on
Erev Shabbos. So, the question is, right now, what I'm discussing right now is, does it become a basis for the davar of Isra'an that's on top of it? Mm-hmm. Can you, no, the item itself is a muksa, we're assuming it's a klishma.
The item that is a davar mutter.
Okay, so it's a davar mutter. You're talking about what's underneath it, like a barrel or a chair. So then you're allowed to move it.
So regarding candlesticks on Shabbos,
okay, so flame, the Mishneh Berurah points out over here, the candlesticks and all the apparatus is muksa. It's considered a basis adavar ha'iser. That's the Stam opinion. Because of the flame. It's supporting the flame. Once the flame goes out, everything else became a basis, and therefore it's aser for all of Shabbos.
If you put something before Shabbos on it, does that work?
You mean on the actual,
on the tray.
So that helps. To move the tray. So if you want to move just the candelabra, you'd have to hang, let's say, I don't know, some kind of gold ring on the candelabra. If it's on a tray, and now you want to move the tray, you need to put something that's more chashuv than...
Chashuv or valuable?
That's a question mark. So that's a machlokas. Do you look at challah as a question? But many are makel by challah or maybe a sitter. Some say it has to go by value, but definitely there's what to rely on. Same thing. Now then you can remove it. I'm just thinking: does it have to be more chashuv than the fire or more chashuv than your candlesticks? But okay, we'll save that. And then the tablecloth. First of all, you have other things on the tablecloth, so you can remove your tablecloth. And let's say you found a way to remove your leichter with something on the tray, or a goy removed the tray. So they say the tablecloth, first of all, it's not a problem. You have other things on there that's important usually. Second of all, the tablecloth, it's batel to the shulchan. Mishneh Berurah says the tablecloth is not considered a basis of any sort to the candelabra. Okay. So that covers all that. Thank you. All right, let's go on. Hagar, right?
Yeah.
Haggah. The end of Dalet. V'az, afilu nital isra misham. Asur l'tal tel akli. So even if you remove the isra, here we're talking about something that became a basis. Even though the isra that's on it, that stone that's on the chavit, the stone got removed, but your chavis was a basis during Bein HaShemashos, if you wanted it specifically to be there. So the miachar shana said basis, the davar ha'asur lemiktas haShabbos, asur kol haShabbos, v'chen b'chol muksa. And that's the principle for all muksa. That if it became muksa for Bein HaShemashos, we hold it's asur for all of Shabbos. At least l'chadchila. Im adam iniach davar muksa al shel chavero, that's what we touched upon. If I took let's say you had a barrel of wine and you were planning to use it on Shabbos, or even if you weren't, it's not muksa. A barrel is not muksa. I can't on Friday take a stone and put it on your barrel and say, I want it to be here all of Shabbos, and now make your barrel or chair muksa. I can't do that because I can't make somebody else's item muksa. He can decide if he wants it to be a basis or not. I can't do that for him. You can't make something asr for someone else without his permission. Okay, let's just conclude. Hey, this is kind of a little bit of a repeat of what we mentioned. That which we said you can, in order to carry it, you need to tilt it and let the evan fall off, right? That's the halacha lechatchila. If you're able to remove the stone, that's davka b'tzarich leguf hechavit ve'akar. Sorry, that's only if you need the actual chavit or the kar. Aval im limkom chavit ve'akar ve'lo taspik lo hataya ve'hanior. So if you need the place on the floor and it won't help you to shake off the muksa items, because then they're going to be left on the floor and they're in your way. So we mentioned this. Yachol atatlam ima evin. You're allowed to remove the whole chavit, the whole chair, whatever, the cushion, with the stone on it, v'ima ma'ot, with the money, she'aleim lefanat min komam, that are on them because you want to make, going to clear the space.
What about children?
Oh, good question. Can children make something asr for you? Good question.